Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the MMG March Quarter Production Report conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, there will be a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on the telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, 16th of April, 2015. I would now like to hand the call over to Ms. Colette Kendall. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Hello and welcome to MMG's first quarter production report teleconference. This report and today's discussion covers MMG's assets for the three months ending 31st of March 2015. Joining us today are our Chief Executive Officer, Andrew Michelmore, our Chief Financial Officer, David Lamont, our Executive General Manager of Business Support, Greg Travers, our Executive General Manager of China and Group Strategy, Xiujie Qing, our Executive General Manager of Business Development, Mike Nossal, and our Executive General Manager of Stakeholder Relations, Troy Hey. Thank you for joining us, and I'd now like to hand over to our CEO, Andrew Michelmore, who will discuss the highlights of the report, after which there'll be an opportunity to ask questions.
Thank you, Colette, and hello to everyone who has dialed in today. I will assume you have had some time to read the detail of the report, so I will briefly discuss some of the key points before opening up for questions. Safety. At MMG, we think safety first, so this is where, as always, I will start today. A tragic incident occurred at our Kinsevere mine in the DRC during March. A contracted security guard was bitten by a snake while on duty at the site. Despite receiving medical treatment at the site and local private hospitals, the guard passed away the following morning. We are devastated by this, and an investigation is continuing into the circumstances surrounding the incident. Our team in the DRC is also working with the guard's employer regarding support to his family. Our thoughts remain with them. Once again, we have reported the safety statistics for MMG's operations and Las Bambas project separately. This gives us a more accurate picture of our safety performance. There were 17 recordable injuries at MMG's operations during the quarter. This resulted in a total recordable injury frequency of 2.2 per million man-hours worked, down from our 2014 result of 2.3. The lost time injury frequency for the period was 0.5 per million man-hours. There were eight recordable injuries at the Las Bambas project, resulting in a total recordable injury frequency for the quarter of 1.1. The year-to-date lost time injury frequency for the project was 0.3. Overall, MMG delivered stable copper and zinc production during the quarter. MMG's total copper cathode of just over 41,000 tons for the quarter was 4% less than the fourth quarter of 2014. Kinsevere's production record partially offset the impact of lower production at Sepon, which was impacted by unscheduled maintenance of the electrowinning crane. Quarterly copper concentrate production of just over 8,000 tons was 12% higher than the previous quarter, as optimization of the annual production schedule led to a focus on copper production at Golden Grove. Total zinc concentrate production of 128,500 tons was 34% lower than the previous quarter. Century produced just under 105,000 tons of the total, processing lower grades as it progresses through the final stages of its mine life. I'll now go through each of the operations' performance. Kinsevere achieved a significant milestone during the quarter, producing just over 20,000 tons of copper cathode. This is well above the nameplate capacity of 60,000 tons per annum. Their performance continues to improve their first quarter production result. Sorry, their performance continues to improve. Their first quarter production result is 19% higher than the same period for 2014. These results are being driven by an ongoing focus on asset utilization and operational excellence. Good site preparation also meant that while mining activity was impacted by the African wet season, processing was unaffected. As a result of the great performance at Kinsevere, we've increased our guidance by 2,000 tons and now expect to produce between 67 and 72,000 tons of copper cathode this year. Might I just add that the excellent production at Kinsevere out of that 60,000 ton plant has been achieved by not spending capital to get the extra production. It's been achieved by operating it as best we can. CEPON continued to transition to harder ore types, with ongoing plant adjustments assisting to maintain production above the annual 80,000 ton nameplate capacity. Production was lower than the previous quarter, however, this was due to reduced mill feed rates and unscheduled maintenance associated with the electrowinning crane. I also wanted to note that studies into options to optimize production over CEPON's remaining life are continuing. As I said at our last call, the operations milling grade is expected to converge towards the life of mine reserve over the coming months and years. Century delivered stable production as it progressed through the final stage of its mine plan during the first quarter. We expect to complete mining from the Century open pit during the second quarter, and processing those tons of ore sourced from the pit in the third quarter. We'll also process a batch of Dugald River ore stockpiled during last year's stoping trial at Century later in the year, once we've finished processing the Century material. I'll touch on this shortly. Rosebery came back from lower grades and lower ore milled at the start of the year to produce 23,000 tonnes of zinc by the end of the quarter. The operation, in fact, achieved a new zinc metal production record in the month of March by producing just over 11,000 tonnes of zinc. Mining activity at Rosebery is also now underway, again, in areas affected by the geotechnical restrictions that were incurred last year. Guidance for Rosebery is unchanged. Golden Grove focused on copper production during the first quarter. Golden Grove is prioritizing zinc production during the second and third quarters. There is also no change in the Golden Grove production guidance. Now for a quick update on our projects. We're continuing to make good progress at Las Bambas. Construction is on plan with 90% of the project now complete. Of course, completion is not linear, and while some areas are 100% complete, there are areas that will continue to be constructed throughout 2015. Commissioning will be progressive and staged as we prepare for a smooth ramp up in 2016. About 95% of the families have also moved into the new Fuera Bamba town. We are hearing good reports on how they are settling in. Relocation of the remaining community is not expected to impact on project construction. We also achieved an important project milestone with pre-stripping activities in the Ferro Bamba pit commencing during the quarter. Preparations for commissioning and ramp-up have commenced as well. We've also provided a short update on Dugald River today. An updated development path for Dugald River is now under consideration. You will have seen that the integrated revised development plan is likely to include lower annual throughput over a longer mine life with a simplified logistics chain. The board is expected to make a decision regarding the revised project during the third quarter of this year. As I've always said, the development pathway for Dugald River must deliver long-term shareholder value. We will continue to provide further updates on the progress of our projects and exploration results in future quarterly reports. That brings me to the end of today's briefing. I'd now like to open the lines for any questions. Over to you.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to raise a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your first question comes from the line of Alex Kong from Hong Kong Zhongtai Finance Investment. Please ask a question.
Hello, management. As I see, I have a question about copper price and the average selling price of MMG's product. As I see, the average selling price, LME cash price, has dropped to 2.64, and I see dropped from 3.0 to 2.64. And I would like to ask the management, how much negative impact on the EBITDA margin of the of MMG for the first half of this year's results, and especially when the company is going to move on to more and more dependence on copper production, and if the price of the copper remains low, how much negative impact will be on the company's results. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. You will see that the guidance we give on CEPON for cathode is around, call it $1.10, $1.15 range. So you can work out that's our C1 cost, and so you'd be able to, and that's for copper metal, so you'd be able to work out what whatever price you want to put in there. You'll be able to work out what our EBITDA margin would be on that, roughly. We'll get a feel for it and how it, particularly how it's changed over that time. Similarly, at Kinsevere, our guidance is around $1.60 to $1.70 per pound. And so, again, you'll be able to see what proportion of the margin has been decreased. The prices, I believe the bottom... the copper price has bottomed out. It's improving. There is less production coming through than was expected in the market. A significant surplus was originally being projected for 2015. But I think while demand is still reasonable, the supply side hasn't been as strong as people expected, and there's been a lot of hiccups in the supply chain throughout the world. So I think the market is starting to realize it's going to be tighter than originally expected. Also, a lot of rumors of hedge funds in China shorting. There was a massive amount of that going on over the end of last year and early this year. Some of those shorts have come out, but I'm still reading rumors of those shorts possibly going back in and having another go. So I think we're going to be up for a volatile period, but I think the fundamentals are heading in the right direction. More importantly, I think by the end of the year, the market will have, the balance will be even tighter going into 2016. So yes, we are increasing our exposure to copper, but I believe Las Bambas is coming on exactly the right time into the market to be able to meet that improved performance. But David, anything you'd add to that?
No, I think that probably covered it off. As Andrew said, you know, we'll constantly update you on the bits that we can control in relation to the EBITDA margin, which is the cost profile and the amount of tonnes that we're actually getting out. So, you know, future quarterly production reports will continue to give you an indication of where that's tracking. You know, certainly into the guidance, and the other thing that you just need to factor in is, you know, certainly one of the other aspects that's come down like commodities is energy costs and fuel costs. And equally, we are seeing some shifts in currencies, but all of that's factored into that guidance that we've actually given you. But there is some offsets, is the point, alongside just where the copper price is moving. And having said that, as Andrew mentioned, it's good to see that at least in April we've seen some recovery in the price. We would also make mention that where it is at the moment, we're still sitting in a very good cash position on our operations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on the telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on the telephone and wait for your name to be announced.
Okay, thank you. Seems like there are no more questions.
There are no further questions on the line at this time. I would now like to hand the call back to Ms. Campbell. Please continue.
Good. So thank you, everyone. Just to reiterate today's result, stable copper and zinc production, cost management and financial discipline remains a priority for us. Kinsevere delivered another outstanding result. Mining in the Century open pit will be completed during the second quarter of this year, and construction of Las Bambas is on plan. Thank you again for joining us today. If you have any additional questions, please contact either our media or investor relations team. I wish those of you attending the Las Bambas site visit a very safe journey. My advice, pack warm clothes as it was snowing at site last week. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.